Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Introvert Podcast. My name is Amy, and I'm scared to be here. The Introvert Podcast is the only podcast by an introvert for introverts, and it's a place where we could just get together and hang out and drink some coffee, or as I'm drinking tonight, some throat coat tea, and most importantly, not interact with any other humans for at least 30 minutes. Sometimes more, sometimes less, just depending on how much I have to say and how many tangents I go off on. I just need to say before we get started that you are listening to the free version of this podcast, which is awesome because I love free things too, but it also means that you are going to have ads and a longer intro. So if you would like a shorter intro and ad-free episodes and access to the clip show, which let me tell you, I recorded for like 10 minutes before I even started recording this section, and all of it is in the clip show. There's probably going to be more clip show content for this episode than there is actual episode. If you want access to that, you can check out our Patreon page. That's patreon.com/introvertpodcast. The rewards are really awesome, and so far I have two patrons, but in order to offset the costs of hosting the show and to keep it online, we do need more patrons. Sorry, buzzkill, but truly. So thank you, patrons, for making this show accessible to your friends. And if you want any more information, you can check out the website, introvertpodcast.com, and that has all of the links that you'll need. If you also want to support the show and get some freebies out of it, some tangible freebies, if you will, you can check out the Teespring, which is our merch site. That's teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast. That's where you can find merchandise like coffee mugs and t-shirts and sweatshirts. And I'm always adding stuff to the store. And also because someone, actually one of my patrons asked me last week if I could add something and change it a little bit. If you want me to change something a little bit for you, like absolutely, I can totally do that and add it to the store because it costs me $0 to do that. So let me know if there's like a shirt you like, but you wish one element of it was not there or something else, or if you really want something, let me know. Send me an email, amy@introvertpodcast.com, because I want to make everyone happy. Another great way to get in touch with me is to DM me or tweet me, which is twitter.com/introvertpod, or that's @introvertpod on Twitter, because I'm really active on the Twitter page. I'm also pretty active on Facebook, but we don't have as big of a, like, people don't engage as much on Facebook, so therefore I spend more time on Twitter, if that makes sense. So the Facebook page is facebook.com/introvertpodcast. That's the easiest way to get there. I'm sure you could search the Introvert Podcast in the search bar and it might come up. I don't know. I haven't tried it. So yeah. But also the best place to get in touch with me and just to get information is definitely the website, introvertpodcast.com. There you'll find blog posts for every episode. And also all the links, which are also in the description. I'm having trouble staying focused today, clearly. But you can find all of the social media links. All information is available on the website, pretty much. The RSS feed's on the website. The iTunes link is on the website, which, okay, I just need to say, like, real quick, I wish that iTunes links were, like, itunes.com/introvertpodcast, because that would be so much easier than, like, this weird numerical thing that is just not, I don't like it. But everything is available on the website, and it's also, I use a format called Blueberry, and also there's like a media player on the website, so if you don't want to use the RSS feed, you can just access it on the website. And a great way to make sure you're getting episodes is to subscribe via email or social media to the WordPress site, so that's introvertpodcast.com. And there's also a way you can binge all of the episodes. If you go to introvertpodcast.com/binge, you can have access to all of the episodes, even the ones that aren't on iTunes. I don't think right now there are any that are not on iTunes. There was a brief moment of time where episodes 1 and 2 weren't on iTunes, but I think I fixed it. It was just an issue with my media hosting. Also, this podcast is sponsored by Audible. I'm super excited about it because I love Audible and I love free things. So if you go to audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast, that's introvert podcast, Amy, my goodness, you can get access to a free audiobook and free 30-day trial of Audible, which is awesome because that's over 180,000 titles to choose from. Whether you want to listen to a children's book for your kids or you want to listen to a self-help book like me, I always listen to self-help books. Also, I think it's really cool how a lot of authors now narrate their own books, and I love that. I feel like, especially the ones like Tina Fey's book and what was the one? I listened to Amy Schumer's book. That sounds, I know she's not the most popular person, but she narrated her own book. It's just interesting to hear from their own perspective. So if you want to get a free book and 30-day free trial of Audible, go to audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast. And of course, all of these links are in the show notes or description of the audio, wherever you're listening to it. And without further ado, let's get started talking about why it's actually easy to be an introvert right now. Okay, so this might sound a little bit crazy, but I honestly think life is easier when you're an introvert, and I don't feel like I would rather be an extrovert. I feel like that's almost sacrilegious to say in the introvert community, but it's true. Like, that's how I feel, because I feel like there's always a fallback for me. Does that make sense? Like, extroverted people don't have the ability to say, like, oh, you know what, I just can't come out tonight. I just really need to recharge, because they're like, you recharge by being with other people. So if they want alone time, it just is more difficult for them to access. And I feel like as an introvert, especially now, especially after the book Quiet came out, if you haven't read Quiet, I highly recommend you check it out or check out the audiobook version of it. But shameless plug for the Audible trial. Especially now, like within the past 5 years, introversion has kind of become like a romanticized thing, which in some ways is not great, but it's also not terrible either, because I really do feel like there is a beauty in being understood, whether that's because someone published a book about it or because the other person truly understands you. I would rather be understood than misunderstood, and I think that right now, and I'm talking like right now, 2017 is one of the best times probably ever to be an introvert. I just feel that we have so many things going for us, like the internet, social media, that allow us to connect with others, but also not be too connected and kind of give ourselves grace to step back and like re-examine what our lives are going, where we're going, who we're spending time with, that kind of stuff. And you also have fewer people to please constantly, because if you are careful about who you hang out with and who you spend time with, you don't have those strong personalities to deal with. And also, I feel that you also don't have a strong personality that other people have to deal with. And I know this is like this is a generalization, obviously, but I find that when I do collaborative work with other introverts, there is a level of more mutual respect, because none of us really want to be there. So it ends up okay. I'm sorry, there's like a really loud truck driving past my house. I don't know why, but oh well. And also, just having a smaller group of friends is so much better, because then everyone can get along. And I know, like, when I was in high school, some, like, my freshman year and I think my senior year was probably the years I had like the biggest or like the widest range of friend groups. And honestly, having a friend group of more than like 5 or 6 people is exhausting, because after you reach that point, it's like almost the point of diminishing returns, where you have like the perfect number of people, and then every person additional to the group after that is just either a drain on the group's energy or just a negative influence, or sometimes even like they're a positive influence, but they don't participate. So I feel like I would much rather have a close group of friends versus a larger group. Because the communication is there. The communication is way better. And just hanging out as a group is just way better. And there is a way, like, if you are part of a large friend group, there are ways to, like, make that group feel smaller or create smaller groups within the large group. So not to say that, like, oh, having a large friend group is bad. It's just I find that, like, you know, shows like Friends and, like, How I Met Your Mother and Sex and the City and those kind of shows, it's always a small friend group. And that's because with fewer people, you have fewer personalities to clash with. And I also feel like as an introvert, I don't have as many people that I clash with as an extrovert does. Not to say that extroverts are like people who clash with introverts or other extroverts. It's just that because I appreciate the power of being quiet and the power of having that time to yourself to regroup and like relax, I can deal with people with strong personalities better. I don't know if that's an introvert thing or if that's just a me thing. So like I said, it's a generalization, but I find that I often will just keep the peace because it's a lot less work to argue about something. It's not necessarily true of all introverts. I know that some people are probably going to email me and say, what about INTJ? Which is funny because it's true. I dated an INTJ, so I get it. I'm trying to set my mug down really quietly, but it's not going well. This is off topic, but I actually read a post recently in a podcast group about like things listeners hate that podcasters do. And two of the top ones were like drinking on camera. That's, I always say on camera. I don't know why. Like drinking while you're recording or going off on tangents, which I'm off on a tangent right now. I think most of the people in that group listen to true crime podcasts, which makes sense, but I try to be really careful when like I'm drinking my tea or coffee or whatever, or my water while I'm recording to not have the sound come up in the audio, but I don't like to stop and be like, I'm going to take a break right now to sip my coffee or tea. Tonight it's tea. I am drinking Throat Coat tea, by the way, in case anyone's wondering. Not sponsored, just really like the taste of it. It's very sweet. This is so off topic, but it kind of actually brings me into a group of friends that I had in high school. I was really into theater. I know that's probably not at all surprising to the people who listen to this that know me in person. Might be surprising to some listeners, but yeah, I was really into theater. Still am. I love theater. And I find that theater people are usually pretty introverted because acting in and of itself is kind of a solitary thing. Like you think of it as like this big performance, but really it's a very solitary thing. Like it's very a lot of like quiet study with yourself and like examining your character and stuff like that. So I think it does draw introverts to theater. And so the people I hung out with in high school, like we'd have these huge friend groups, like huge theater cast parties. I know I talked about cast parties in the episode about parties 2 weeks ago or last week. And even within those groups, like that huge group, there was always some like tension and always some sort of like drama going on with like someone has a crush on someone else or whatever, or someone is mad at someone. And within my smaller friend group, within that group, there was very rarely any sort of tension. And when there was, we would always just address it right away. And especially in school too. Like I find that I go to a liberal arts school, so our classes are really small. Like my English class only has 9 people in it. And I think that's a perfect size, honestly, for a class, but liberal arts school perks, I guess. And there is very rarely like someone in a class where I'm like, I do not like that person, or I just cannot get along with them. And I feel like part of that is probably because I am able to take time to myself and able to like examine like, okay, this is a person that necessarily I'm not getting along with right now. Why is that? Like, what could possibly be the reason that I'm not getting along with that person? And almost always it's me. It's just, I just need a break, or I just need to take a step back and reexamine something that I'm doing. So that's why I think that like being an introvert is actually easier than being an extrovert, because you have the ability to step back and look at it. Not to say that extroverts can't be introspective, but introverts like as a whole are just more introspective than extroverts. That's just how we're wired. So looking at ourselves critically and like thinking personally and like thinking in a more self-centered way, which sounds bad to say like, oh, we're more self-centered, which is true, because like we value the self, we value the ego, which sounds bad too. Like we, not that we feed the ego, but like we value it, we acknowledge it, and we try to better ourselves from it, if that makes sense. So it's a lot more difficult for an extrovert to step back and be like, hey, I think that like in this situation, I just need to take some time to myself, like cool off, just take a break, because that's not how extroverts gain energy. I know right now I'm talking to an extrovert, like a guy who I'm interested in, and he is an ENFP. So he is very like a very introverted extrovert. So he is able to step back and kind of do that, but also like doesn't communicate as well as an introvert does, which sounds really counterintuitive, but it's true. Like I find that when I'm communicating with other introverts, the communication goes a lot smoother because there's not the pressure to like reply right away, or there's not the pressure to like, if you don't have the answer to the question, to just not say anything. And that's one of the things that really bothers me when I'm talking to someone, especially texting, because it just doesn't come off the same way. There's always some sort of miscommunication. There's always some sort of like, I intended for this to come off this way and it came off another way. And I think that as an introvert, I'm more able to see when that happens versus an extrovert would be just because, like, they don't have the wiring to think that way. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying, like, all extroverts don't think about, like, critically think about the way they're communicating. It's just natural to them, so they don't have to put as much work in. And I feel like a good example for me is, like, Spanish. So I am in the second semester of Spanish. I have to take two semesters of it for my degree. And when I'm speaking in another language, I have to be so much more conscious of what I'm saying and just, like, really thinking as I talk. And I think that when I'm around people and I'm thinking more about what I'm saying, I don't have that miscommunication as much. And I think that's why, like, introverts are often better communicators and often better mediators than extroverts, because we're constantly, like, listening and thinking before we speak. Not that I keep saying, like, not that extroverts don't do this or that, just because I don't want to offend anyone, and I'm just kind of monologuing right now. Like, I'm just kind of talking. We're chatting. We're having coffee together, okay? So we just have more chances to grow. Like, we make the same amount of mistakes. We make the same kinds of mistakes. We just have more chances to grow because we are able to step back more, and we do step back more because we don't gain energy from talking to people. So, like, if you talked to someone all day, every single day, like, I don't know, like, if you had a super codependent relationship with someone, I don't know, this is a bad example, but you just don't have that opportunity to grow as much if you don't step back, or if you don't take the time to, like, take care of yourself, and you don't step back as much. Well, introverts do have a higher rate of mental illness than extroverts do. It also could just be that introverts are thinking about it more. Like, I know that I'm super in tune with my body and, like, in tune with my mind and my mental health. So oftentimes, like, I just think about it more. So that's maybe why I would self-report that, like, yes, I've experienced mental illness, whereas an extrovert would be like, oh, well, I haven't had a quiet moment to myself in, like, 10 years, so I wouldn't know if I'm depressed or not. You know what I mean? Because there's always this constant go, go, go. And I see it with my mom, who's an extrovert. There's just this constant busyness, this constant need to be around other people that prevents them from, like, stepping back and, like, looking at the situation from a different view. Honestly, I think that it's easier for us to do both because we live in a world where it is easier to be an extrovert, and it's kind of just assumed that everyone is an extrovert. Like, we're a communicative species. As humans, we communicate with each other. So as an introvert, it's easier to step back and do both because we're kind of against that grain, even though it's about 50-50 split. The world is just designed for extroverts. Like, the more successful careers are extroverts. Like, not to say you can't be successful as an introvert, but I find that, at least in my career, like, I'm an ed student. I'm not trying to be, like, the president or some sort of leader or, like, a representative. So I have more opportunity to step back and think about what I'm saying. And I want to step back more often. Like, extroverts don't want to spend time alone, or at least most of them don't. But we have reason to want to be alone, and we do want to be alone. So if we have that ability to just step back and to grow and just look at what we're doing and think critically about it and ask ourselves some of the questions that other people might not necessarily be asking of us. Like, it's a lot easier to ask yourself, like, why am I doing this? Like, why is this happening when you're by yourself spending time alone, like, not doing anything, than when you're in the middle of a conversation with someone? Like, if I was in the middle of a conversation with someone, I don't have the time to stop and say, okay, well, what am I saying right now? Like, how is this, what I'm saying, going to affect this person? Because, like, when you're having a conversation, that's just not how it works. You're just communicating. And I find that, like, when two introverts have a conversation, there's a lot more pause. There's more quiet. There's more thinking involved, especially when it's, like, a serious philosophical debate or conversation. I love talking about just, like, personality and stuff like that with other introverts because I just find that our conversations can get deeper. Not to say that you can't have a deep conversation with an extrovert, but I do find that I have more deep conversations with other introverts just because we can kind of get on that level together where we're pausing and thinking and learning from what we're saying as we're saying it versus coming back later and saying, oh no, why did I say that? Why did I do that? when you're having a slower conversation like I am right now, like I'm having a slow conversation with you guys, you have more of a chance to just stop, pause, regroup, and even take a quick break if you need to, because it's just easier to have that conversation with someone who understands and can empathize with you. Like, hey, I'm so tired right now. Like, can we continue this conversation another time? But saying that to an extrovert now, they're like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, take your time. Because now that there's more publicity maybe isn't the best word. Like, now that there's more public awareness of what introversion is and how we can make the world more accessible for introverts, there really is an easier way to live. Like, I honestly would not rather be an extrovert because I am able to step into being an extrovert and not pretend. Pretend isn't the right word for that, but like put on like the extroverted mask that we all have to put on every so often. But I'm grateful because I'm able to take a step back and realize that, hey, this is making me mad and address it because I'm thinking about it and I am self-centered, right? Like introverts are self-centered in a good way. Like I'm constantly taking care of myself and constantly doing the things that I need to do. And that means that I get burnt out significantly less often than my extroverted friends do. It means that I am able to participate actively in a social event because I took the time the day before to rest up for it. And then I'm going to take the time the day after to rest after because I value the social interactions that I get to have and I don't take them for granted. And I think that that's why introverts can access the world better and access the world in different ways. Like we all have our different strategies for approaching like a party or approaching a group of people that we don't know. And it's beautiful the ways that we can come up with different plans to interact with other people. Whereas someone who doesn't have to think about that interacts with everyone the same way and doesn't really think about it at all. And not to say that's a bad thing, but I think that there's a lot of value in the growth that comes from self-realization and thinking about what you're going to say before you say it and thinking about what other people are going to interpret what you're saying as and checking yourself to make sure that you're not coming off as being rude or coming off as joking when you're serious. So that's why I'm really glad that I'm an introvert. I'm so glad. And with that, we're going to get into the next portion of our show, Ask Amy. Okay, it is now time for the advice section of the show where I take the generalized shitty advice that I give to you every week and apply it to a specific person who has asked for my shitty advice anonymously. And it's called Ask Amy, which is your premier destination for the shittiest advice under the sun on the internet on this podcast. So let's get started with this week's question, which is coming in from someone who gave me an alliterated name. Their alliterated name is Roaring Roommates. I like that a lot. So let's start reading this. Sorry, I'm not sure how to segue into like starting to read. It says, "Hi, Amy. Love the show. Thank you. I have trouble getting my much needed alone time because I live in an apartment with four extroverts. Oh, girl, I feel you. Wait, I'm sorry for assuming your gender. Do you have any tips for taking time alone without sounding rude or that I don't want to hang out with them? Thanks, Roaring Roommates." Well, first of all, I like your alliteration. Kudos to you. And second of all, I can definitely empathize because I live with extroverts as well. And I find that just being direct is the best approach because you don't want to have any sort of communication errors or just say like, hey guys, like I'd love to watch TV with you or hang out with you or eat dinner or whatever. But I just want to take some time to myself. Just be really direct with them about it because in my opinion, there's nothing worse than coming off as rude and people thinking you're rude. God, I hate having that. Or like when I'm always worried that my friends are going to think I'm mean because I'm like, oh no, sorry, I don't want to hang out with you. I just want to be by myself and not do anything because like I don't have an excuse. I just want to be by myself. So yeah, just be really open about it. Like, hey, I just need some time to recharge and just get some things done for myself. And I'd say like 9 times out of 10, people are going to understand. And if they don't understand, then that's a situation that you're going to have to think about more. Because if you're living with people and you're constantly exhausted from expending all of your social energy just on being at home, you can't expect yourself to be an effective person. Like, God forbid that you need to go out into the world and use some of that social energy if that's all you're doing at home. I know my freshman year of college, I had a really hard time because, first of all, I was sick, but second of all, I was living with all of these extroverted people. Like, my roommate was an extrovert. I was living with all of these extroverted people, and it was just really exhausting for me because at a certain point, you just need to be by yourself, and I totally get that. So thank you so much for asking me, Roaring Roommates. I love the alliteration, and if you, yes, you, the one with the hair or no hair, I don't know what you look like, want my shitty advice applied to your specific shitty situation, you can fill out the handy-dandy form on the website, introvertpodcast.com/askamy, or maybe it's introvertpodcast.com/ask. I think it's just ask. My bad. You can email me if you don't care that I know your email, not that I'd share it on air, amy@introvertpodcast.com, or DM me on any social media. I get a lot of asks, so I do try to answer every single one I get, whether on air or off. So you can send me an email or check out the website with that information, or just take the link in the description of the audio to the website and fill out the form. All right, and now it is time for my favorite part of the week. That's right, the weekly challenge and weekly recharge. The weekly challenge is where I challenge you to do something outside of your comfort zone this week. And the weekly recharge is where I offer you something in return to recharge your little social introvert beta fish cute little batteries. So I think of it as kind of a give and a take. Like, I'm taking away some of your energy because I'm making you do something you don't want to do, but I'm also giving you, like, hey, my friend Amy told me to do this. I have to do it. And you can definitely say that to your friends, like, please. So your weekly challenge for this week is to tweet me, or to say to the world, I don't care, just post on social media, three things that you like about being an introvert. Just, that's so easy. Like, that is probably the easiest weekly challenge we've ever had, but it is kind of outside of your comfort zone because you're, like, coming out as an introvert to your friends. That was not the best, like, verb to use, but you know what I mean? Like, you're admitting to it and you're saying, like, these are three things that I like about being an introvert. That's your challenge. And if you can't come up with three things you like, think harder, because I can promise you there are probably three things that you like about being an introvert. You can even use some of my things. And that brings us to the weekly recharge, which this week's weekly recharge is for you to have a conversation with a fellow introvert, whether that's online, in person, or over the phone, or however you want to do it. Just have a conversation. If you have a friend that you know is an introvert, just talk to them, like, hey, you want to chat, like, want to catch up? And just have a conversation with them and talk about life. Like, that's such a good way to recharge. It sounds counterintuitive, but honestly, it's a good way to recharge. So that's my offering to you for this week. We're going to now wrap up the show. Thank you for listening. All right, everyone. That is all for our show today. Thank you so much for listening and listening all the way to the end. If you have any questions or concerns or comments, you can email me, amy@introvertpodcast.com. Also, I'd love it if you would leave us a rating on iTunes. It's the best way for people to discover the show. And if you want other introverts to benefit from it, if you've benefited from it, I definitely would say leave a review, because it's free to you. Good for me, good for the show. So it's a win-win. And also, if you really love the show and you want to give back value for value, you can check out the Patreon page. That's patreon.com/introvertpodcast. There you have an opportunity to donate and get some awesome rewards, and also give back to the show that you love so much, right? You love me, right? If you think that some of the things I say are funny and might want them on, like, a t-shirt or a coffee mug, check out the merch store, teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast, where you can find shirts such as Go Big and Stay Home, and Ain't No Party Like an Introvert Party Because Introvert Parties Don't Happen. True story. So you can find those at teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast, or in the description of this audio, or on the website, introvertpodcast.com. Of course, follow us on social media to never miss an update or an episode or me tweeting something dumb, at introvertpod on Twitter and facebook.com/introvertpodcast. And of course, all of the links, as always, are available in the show notes, description of this audio, or the blog post associated with this episode. So you can find that at introvertpodcast.com. That's all I have for you today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to value yourself as an introvert, and I will talk to you all next week. My name is Amy. I'm scared to be here. Have a great week, guys.